Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, first thing, nice email for Karina Campbell. Where
Yeah.
do you find this referral from?
She called me actually. Right now, she called me.
She called you? Because I
I've
want
probably
to
called her before, but I don't remember where I called her. Like when I called her.
update. Okay. You don't know if it was from a discharge or something like that.
I'm not sure, but it was most probably because it was a direct call.
Right.
So.
I just want to find it because I want to update it so it comes on my sheet. Everyone's in today?
Yeah, Shane is actually not here yet, but yeah.
How did it work? I don't see his patient in any database. Did you?
No, I did not. I
Did
don't
he
think
add
so.
it?
I did not, no. It was, actually it was in the database, yeah, because I actually changed the database, of course.
Let me check.
I changed the statuses.
Karina Campbell. Let me refresh. Here we go. Okay, Karina Campbell. So we made this one. I want to make sure it's getting onto intake. So I'm going to look at the filters that you put in. What is this person with Montgomery? Well, see, it's a great case. The problem is that the staffing of this case is so hard.
All right. She was ready with us once, but then she went on. Like, she wasn't actually serviced with us, but.
Right. Referrals here. Okay, hold on a second. Let's see, 24 hours.
She's approved for 168 hours, actually, but she only wants 24 hours with us.
Oh, 24 hours a week?
No, yeah, 24 hours a week, yeah.
Oh, why is she doing the rest of the hours? She's staying with the other agency?
She has family members for her. She was asking for our rate. She said she'll discuss everything and then she'll get back to me. She called me again afterwards with another question, but I told her that she can always come with us for other family members.
Fine,
she said she first wants to do the 24 hours, then she'll see.
Okay, I'm gonna let that patient right, that's what they want. Great note. Very good. Okay, so Mimi is, let's go to the next one I want to talk to. Mimi, you know Mimi?
Yeah, heard about her.
You heard her? Okay. So Mimi's out this week. Mimi's out for good. I think she's having a baby. If she didn't have one yet, she's having a baby with Hashem any day.
Okay.
So what I need is a few things. There's a portal, which I'm going to give you access to, called CallRail, okay?
Okay.
Now CallRail, I'm going to select it to you, and I'm going to show you around what it is. Give me the password to give me, oops, no, not this. Forget that Zoom link. So this thing I just sent to you. Corbell is from a different.
Blacked second.
Yeah, I have to give you the password. It's blocked, meaning the filter.
Yeah, blocked. Yeah.
Can you take a screenshot of it and send it to Shlomi and CC me on it, please?
I should do a screenshot. I can just add him to open it.
Well, ask him to open it. Give him, like, the link or whatever.
Yeah. I'll select him. Not in yet. So.
Okay, but get to, so once it gets open, let me know. I'm going to show you around. And what it is we get calls from, you know, most of the calls we get are Dimitri, but we also get calls, I think you're getting them as well, which are radio calls, right?
I get them rarely. Most probably only after a few rings I get them.
Right. So those calls are coming from, you know, this other campaign from the guy Jordan, and this is a portal which shows all of the calls. So we could go in and rate them, and a lot of them are missed or abandoned. You could listen to them. You could try to have other ones from the portal. So I wanted you to do that now that Mimi's not here. She used to do it to try to see what we could get.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so once you get access to it, if you could let me know, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Thanks. Okay.